Hey, closet dwellers and closet busters. It is Friday, October the 6th, and it is time for another uncloseted riff and rant. In fact, this is, well, probably the next to the last, or coming up to the last uncloseted riff and rant we're going to do before we flip that switch, turn it over, and change the name of the podcast from The Coming Out Lounge to Life Uncloseted. So I don't know about you. I'm really excited about this because, and we're going to talk about some different stuff, but we're going to still keep doing the closet stories of people coming out of, you know, whatever those closets are in their life. But let's get right to the riff and rant. And today I want to riff and rant about time. And I guess if I think back why this came to mind this week was I was talking to a good friend of mine who we mastermind together with once a week. We have a little check-in, talk about what's going on in our businesses. He happens to be a psychologist, and he was jokingly saying, you know, sometimes I just wonder, you know, what people do with the other 167 hours out of the week that they don't spend with me. They come into my office, they spend an hour with me, and then they come back the next week and go, well, things haven't changed. And so it makes me kind of scratch my head and go, okay, so what the fuck have you been doing with your life? For me, what I love about looking at that is I think too often we don't uncloset ourselves from time. So here's what I'd love you to do. Kind of play along with me here. We have 168 hours a week to live. Now, if you take out 8 hours a night for sleep, if you're getting that kind of sleep time, then that's 56 hours out of your day. I'm going to say we probably spend about 3 hours on average a day eating. So it depends on what you're doing, but you know, let's just put in 3 hours for argument's sake. I'm going to say we spend at least an hour a day, maybe more, going to the bathroom. This doesn't include showering and stuff like that, but let's just say bathroom stuff. And then 50 hours on average working. Now, it may only be 40 for some of you, but let's just, we're doing ballpark figures here. So if we use those numbers, 168 hours less 56 hours for sleep, 21 for eating, 7 for bathroom stuff, and 50 hours working, and if you need to, pad a little bit more in there. But that brings us to 34 hours a week. 34 hours a week of quote-unquote free time. I realize we've got kids to get to school and TVs to watch and social media to update. But again, for argument's sake, can you just agree with me? You have about 34 hours to do something with your life. So don't tell me you don't have enough time in your life to figure out how to uncloset yourself from the things in life that are causing you the most pain and agony. Now, why do I bring that up? Because too often we allow time to control us. But what I find so fascinating is time is actually an emotion. Think about it. Every time, I know it's going to sound weird that I'm using time as kind of that word, but every time becomes an issue, you feel an emotion. If you don't have enough time, you feel anxiety. If you have too much time on your hands, you may feel restless. If there's a short period of time that you can get something done, you might feel exhilarated or you might feel challenged by it. But when you really start to think about time is an emotion, then what can you do with it? Because you see, I have a belief that if you spend your time wisely, which creates an emotion, using time wisely, you can actually begin to uncloset yourself. You can use time as the main driver for uncloseting yourself from the things in life that are driving you freaking crazy. But you have to put time in the right reference point in order to do this for yourself. So for me, what I've started to do, and I'm not perfect at it, because as all of you know who listen to this podcast, I'm the first to admit I can dole that out and I can give you some advice. I can show you some perspectives and say, hey, this sounds like a good way to look at this. And then I've got to go live and breathe it too. I've got to go walk the walk and talk the talk. And I can't do it all the time, but I sure try. So here's what I do. Yes, I see time as a gift. That's understood. But I also see time as my friend. I see time as that buddy that gives me the ability to feel good. I see time as that thing that allows me to dream. I see time as, well, it's kind of like that hot injection of excitement and stuff. At least for me, time is an injection of excitement. And the sooner you start to embrace time as that thing that can make things happen for you that you can see is, oh my gosh, that's that person that's standing right there as my wingman. I believe you will start to use time in a whole lot better way. I could be wrong. I'll be the first to admit it. But for me, I know when I see time as my friend and not my foe, I'm able to move mountains. In fact, every time I find myself in the closet, and I have this week, I found myself in several closets. Okay, I found myself in closets because we're cleaning up the house, painting baseboard, all that sort of stuff, trying to get this house looking really good because, well, we may be moving real soon. But each time I find myself in a closet, I ask myself, what am I not giving myself time to do that's keeping me in this closet? Sometimes it could be not giving myself enough time to explore. It could be not giving myself enough time to build up the courage to do something or the confidence it takes to be who I am. Or it could be I'm not giving myself enough time to commit to getting something done. Whatever it is, time is usually part of the equation. So as we wrap up this time on the podcast, on October 6th, Friday, yay, the weekend is here, well, at least for a lot of us, I'm going to invite you to ask yourself one question. What are you doing with your 168 hours a week? How are you using time to help yourself get out of your closets? And if you saw time as your friend and not the enemy, what would you get done in the next 7 days to really, truly move your life forward and unleash yourself from the closets of life that are holding you back? I'm Rick Clemens, the Coming Out Coach, the guy who helps you make those big, bold moves, and the guy who's so freaking excited about Life Uncloseted coming up in just a couple of weeks. And I just want you to have a really great weekend and go out there, be yourself, be who you're meant to be in the world, live your bold truth, and never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping in to being the person you're meant to be on the planet. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll talk to you in just a few days.